time for? I've been thinking, Catherine Robertson, would you like to start?
Well, I am looking forward to this coming Monday going back to teaching creative writing classes at Arahata Prison. I joined up with the team who founded a charitable trust called Right Where You Are. It was founded by writers Gigi Fenster, Sue Orr and William Brand, and they've been running these classes in prisons and in women's refuge for quite a few years now. And I'd been doing tutoring in prisons through the Howard League, but I thought, well, creative writing is probably a little bit more, you know, what I'm good at. So I joined up, and William and I did a class at Arahata last year, and we were just about to start this year. And it was like this, you know, the lockdown had been announced on the Sunday, and we were supposed to start on the Monday morning, and we hadn't heard anything. And so we sort of rocked up to the prison, only to find that in the travel time, we'd been sent an email to say that we weren't going to be able to do it. Yeah. So I'm starting again on Monday, and I've got to say, it is the most fun, most rewarding, you know, because everybody's so enthusiastic. They really want to do it. They sign up for it, and they really want to do it. And there's so much talent. And it's just lovely to be able to sort of bring it out. And at the end of the course, we have a graduation where they get a certificate, and we also select their work and put it into a little printed booklet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is just lovely. And so we can give them each one of those, and one goes into the prison library. And it's just glorious. I'm looking forward to that, starting again on Monday.
That sounds a wonderful thing. And the participants, I mean, you've mentioned that they're pretty, you know, not just enthusiastic, but pretty talented too.
Oh,
in some cases.
Amazing talent. Mm. I mean, there was this amazing woman who basically wrote in, like, tag handwriting. So everything she wrote was handwriting. Mm. It was like she was tagging, and it was the most extraordinary thing. And we honestly had to get her to translate it, so she would dictate it to us, and we would sort of, you know, write it down. She was incredible, sort of just gobsmacking. And some of them would read out these little stories and poems, and sometimes, honestly, William and I would be sitting there and going, oh, wow, it's quite stunning.
I'd like to actually have a copy of that booklet. I wonder if there's any possibility of them being available for the public.
No, there's not, unfortunately. That's the thing. They can only be done through the prison. This is a corrections rule, I know. It's such a shame because, I mean, I know the people, you know, who run Zinefest in Wellington, and I was thinking, oh, this would be brilliant. We could have it, but we're not allowed. Such a shame.
Okay. Phil O'Reilly.
Well, actually, I was going to... I'll use as a little... bridge through that, actually. I was at the women's prison to mob by the airport at Auckland. Is that Arahata?
No, Arahata's out in Upper Hutt.
Okay, so this is the Auckland one. I was there a few years ago with the Howard League, actually, and when I was at Business New Zealand. And I was giving out awards to the prisoners for doing the work, and I saw incredible skill there too, not just writing skill, the skill that there's a particular woman there who had trained as a toolmaker, which is a really technical training piece of work and a highly paid job in the private sector. And she'd made, using her toolmaking skills, some incredible die equipment for creating dies. Just astounding workmanship. It's really amazing. So, you know, the talent that we waste through doing that. It made me a big fan of the Howard League that day, I must say. The work they did was great. But my thought, Wallace, is around small business. And I've been talking about it a bit, as you know, at the select committee during the lockdown. And we've all done a lot of language and a lot of talking in New Zealand about supporting small businesses on the way through the lockdown and on the way out. And I think New Zealanders have really stood up well to that. I mean, I live close to Cuba Street in Wellington, and I see that, you know, all the bars and restaurants and stuff, people are really actively trying to get involved. But of course, a lot of small businesses in New Zealand aren't capable of being helped like that because they're industrials. They're sitting in supply chains for big businesses. They're exporting themselves, so you can't actually help them with your wallet coming out of lockdown. And they're just being critically impacted right now. And I, you know, it's really concerning that as the wage subsidy comes off, and I think it should. I mean, we'll have a chat about that in a minute or two, perhaps. But
we certainly are.
I think it should come off, but what you're going to see is thousands of businesses go to the wall.
Are you worried?
Through no fault of their own.
Are you worried?
Deeply worried. And it's going to... The challenge is that you've got to create new ones, new businesses to employ new people. And what worries me is that the politicians are giving... Both sides, by the way, are giving a lot of slogans to that. You know, jobs, 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 says the Prime Minister. Well, okay, that's cool. So what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about creating some of those jobs and helping those businesses? So it worries me a bit that as we come into a big election campaign, that we still haven't got those small businesses being absolutely at the centre of the debate, because without them, they employ 30% of New Zealand's workforce, 97% of small businesses in New Zealand are small businesses. If they're not at the centre, then we're going to have a real problem for years to come.